Sheboygan's Point, keeping you connected to what's going on at the Humane Society of Sheboygan County. On Fridays, it's Furry Friday. Furry friends, homeless animals from the Humane Society. And my wife, Jessie, back with us.
Yeah. One more week, you're stuck with me.
All right. Kate's back next week, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. If all goes according to plan.
Right, that's the plan.
You brought a feline furry friend with you this morning.
I did. Today I brought Maya.
Maya has a thinning hair problem like I do. Except mine's in the front and hers is in the back.
I was going to say, and hers is going to grow back.
Okay.
Oh.
What's going on?
Maya is 14 years old, and she came in a little matted. So when that happens, we have to shave them down.
You sure did.
Yeah. So we got all the mats out, and now her hair is just growing back. So please don't let that hinder you from adopting her because, yeah, it's just hair. It'll grow back.
I've seen photos of her in a sweater.
Yeah, she does have a sweater. She didn't want to wear it today. I tried to put it on, and she backed out of it. She didn't want to wear her sweater today, and that's okay.
It's like a furry little toddler.
Yes. And she is a talkative toddler.
Yes.
She will have a conversation with you. It's very fun when you walk in the morning because you say, "Good morning, Maya." And she talks to you.
She's got it figured out.
Yeah. She is a special needs cat. She has hyperthyroidism. So she is on some medication and on a special prescription diet. So with Maya and any other special needs cat, we always, or dog, or any animal, we always can let you know exactly what they're on at the shelter, and we recommend that you talk to your vet and get pricing from your vet because it's different. You know, what we quote at the shelter is different from what the vet is.
It's not expensive. It's just different. And that's kind of what I always say with something like that. It's not something that should scare you away from adopting an awesome animal.
Right. Yep. And she's doing great. She's so fun. And she has such a personality. I love her personality.
She's full of it. She really is.
She is. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
She's got a great personality.
Like you said, she's like a little toddler.
Yeah.
So check her out. She's awesome.
What else do we know about what's going on at the shelter right now?
We have exciting news. I'm sure some of you know about it, but some of you probably don't. We hired a vet about a month ago, so we got stuff established in the shelter, and we actually started our spay and neuter assistance program.
Heck yeah.
Yes, a lot of people have been waiting for that. So we have that up and running now. You can either give us a call or go to our website, which is adoptsheboygancounty.org. And go under the Learn tab, print it off, or send it a PDF, or take a screen capture. There's so many ways that you can get us the application, and we can get your animals scheduled. So we're excited to have that program up and running. We want to definitely get your animals spayed and neutered.
Yeah, that's the first line of defense in not having a shelter full of animals.
Right, yeah. Yep, and if you have questions, give us a call, 920-458-2012. And again, it's by appointment only. So fill out application. We get it processed and give you a call to set up an appointment. If you do see on our website, our animals are all on our website. If you have a pre-approved application, which we recommend getting those in, we hold on to them for 6 months, give us a call. If you see an animal that you want to see, say, "Hey, I have a pre-approval app." We'll pull that app and get you scheduled to come in.
That's the way to do it right now.
It definitely is.
The building is closed to the general public unless you're in that way. So.
Yep.
And we're still looking for a foster home, a special foster home for Bishop the Great Dane.
Yep.
Bishop the Great Dane, the gentle giant. He has some special issues, some special needs, looking for that perfect family. So if you know somebody maybe that would be able to help Bishop the Great Dane out.
Yep. Or if you're just looking to foster, get those foster applications in. Yep. Also, kitten season is right around the corner. So we're always looking for fosters for bottle babies or moms with kittens. So get those foster applications in. Those are also on our website.
All right. Again, the website is
adoptsheboygancounty.org. Phone number 458-2012. And our building is 3107 North 20th Street.
And that's where you can come see and find
Maya.
Maya.
Maya. Yeah. You tell them. I want to go home.
Maya's Furry Friday.